Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. All right, so have you ever found that you wake up, okay, you're getting ready for the day, you're like, okay, I am going to work out today, and you're just, I'm going to force it, I'm going to do it, I'm going to, whatever, okay, you ever feel that way where you're just like, you had that day, and then the next day, okay, I'm going to do it, I'm going to force myself, and then a few days later, okay, I'm going to do it, I'm going to force myself, I'm going to work out. And it kind of goes along the lines of it gets harder and harder to kind of tell yourself that you're going to do it every single day. Anyone else like feel this way where it's like every day almost becomes like this massive mountain you have to climb in order to work out, in order to eat healthy, in order to whatever it is that you're doing, right? In order to keep doing it. For example, you know, if you're, you know, eating food every single day and every single day there's a potluck in the office. Well, no, a lot of you are virtual now, but maybe if you remember back in the day, there used to be potlucks in the office. Everyone bringing food, cookies, brownies, cupcakes, because it's easier to buy things from Jewel or Whole Foods than to make something healthy. I'm like the one who brings the veggie tray, right? Actually, no, that's funny enough. I'm actually not the one who brings the veggie tray. I'm the one who brings the donuts. So yeah, not great. But as a coach, not great. But you ever feel that where it's just like you wake up, okay, I'm going to do good today. I'm going to eat healthy. And then you get there and it's like, oh my gosh, like there's this stuff on the table I got to have the donut, got to do it. So, you know, there's this thing out there that people don't realize is that when you make decisions daily or in the moment, you're doing something called a linear decision, which means your decision has a specific 1-to-1 ratio of an outcome. So I'm going to work out today, you work out today. Okay. And what most people don't realize about a linear decision is that it's very difficult to live that way. It's very difficult to live, especially when you're trying to achieve a goal or trying to achieve something, because it becomes very tiring. It becomes very, very tiring to have every day to make that decision to build that routine, right? Like, I got to do it today, got to do it today, got to do it today. It's because it's tough. You run out of energy. You run out of willpower to just constantly push yourself every single day. It's tough. It's very, very tough. So what do you do? What do you do to counteract that? Well, the opposite of, I'm not sure if it's the opposite per se, but of a linear decision is a residual decision. And a residual decision, it's kind of what it sounds like, where you make a decision one time and it yields more than one result from it. Okay. So it's not a 1-to-1 ratio. It's more of like a 1-to-5, 1-to-20, 1-to-100, 1-to-infinity ratio. It doesn't really matter what it is, but it's not 1-to-1. And the reason that's so important is because you don't have to constantly keep making the decision to do something. Okay. So it's a little nuanced. So, you know, listen to this a couple of times because you're going to get the point over and over once you listen to it a few times. And that's how we learn, by the way. If you listen to things over and over again, you do tend to pick it up. So when you make let's say on Sunday, you make a decision, hey, I am working out 3 days this week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Whatever it is that your goal is, okay? I'm doing it. You're not going to tell yourself you're making a residual decision. You're just making a decision, okay? But you are laying out the groundwork. You are laying out the pattern for what you have to do, okay? Then when those days come, when you have, you know, it's in your calendar, whatever it is significantly easier to do it because that decision wasn't made that day. It was made on Sunday. So Tuesday rolls around. The decision's already been made. You've already made the decision that you are going to do X. It's already been made prior to you getting to the day, which makes it significantly easier to adhere to the decision because you've already made it. It's already been made. You made the decision prior to that day happening, prior to people bringing in the food. You know, I made a decision this week. I'm going to, for example, this happens to me on a regular basis. Every Sunday, roughly, I meal prep for the whole, I meal prep breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the most part, 5 days, 15 total meals, okay, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I have made the decision on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday that I am going to eat those meals. So on a day where something else pops up, for the most part, my eating has already been decided. So it's very easy for me to say, oh, sorry, I can't have that. I already have my food figured out for the week. And by the way, if I don't eat the food I made, it goes to waste. And I hate that. So it actually drives me even further not to go with that. So that's the idea of a residual decision versus I make the food every morning. And it can be very difficult. Well, I know maybe they'll bring in some food today in the office, or I'll go out to eat and I'll pick up some food, and boom, next thing you know, I didn't make all the food, and then I skipped out on 3, 4, 5 meals because it was just easier. I woke up a little later and I couldn't do it, versus I made the decision ahead of time to get it all done and do it. And of course, you could make the decision and still cook the food every day. That's fine. But I just made it as easy as possible with least amount of barriers to do what I want to do. And sure, do I fall off every once in a while? Of course, it's not perfect, but it increases your chances. It increases your overall willpower to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And no one's perfect 100% of the time, but it's all about creating decisions that create long-lasting results, not one-to-one. Because when you do one-to-one, you feel great when you make a decision one-to-one sometimes, and then it's like, it comes up and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. Like today, I'm just so tired. I had a lot of work today. But when you tell yourself, I am not snacking this week after work, you make that decision and then you don't have to make that decision again. You tell yourself, oh, already made the decision on Sunday. I can't do it on Wednesday. Already made the decision. And then you're less likely to break that decision later on. So again, it's not perfect, but a lot of us focus day to day when we really should be focusing on, okay, maybe weekly. Maybe we should be focusing on weekly goals versus day to day. Okay, if we have a specific weight loss goal in mind, then we can make week or month or even year long goals ahead of time to make decisions prior to those days coming up. So we have no choice but to go for it. When people are, you know, fasting, whatever it is, and even when it comes to religious purposes, they make a decision, I am going to fast for 24 hours and I don't want anything. And they made the decision prior to that. And so when food shows up or when they want to eat this, they've already made the decision. And therefore, it's significantly easier to follow through on the decision that they made. So linear is one-to-one, residual is more of a one-to-X. And it's so much easier for you to achieve your goal if you do a residual versus trying to convince yourself every day to do something. Now, if you're someone who struggles with making residual decisions and you need to learn how to do that and get a program that helps you or get someone to help you do that, look, get on my calendar. All right, myprogresscall.com. I'm still looking for one case study for June, a summer case study to go through 60 days. All you gotta do is book a call on the calendar and let's just see. Let's just even see if we are a good fit to work together. And if we're not, I'll let you know. And if we are, I'll let you know. But pretty easy, myprogresscall.com, looking for a case study to be featured on the podcast to show off your results so you can, and to see the program that we're using, okay? Myprogresscall.com. So that being said, that's the message for today, linear versus residual. Hope you enjoyed it, and that's all for this one. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.